Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 81-50-93-9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. People, let me take a second. We are totally benefiting from this resource. That temperature control is and always will be one of the most valuable resources one could have. And if you agree with that sentiment, the DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios, for that hard-to-heat or hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222. Or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Also, thanks to Jason and his team for bringing about lunch to the ESPN Louisville Studios. Sandwich.
With you.
Thank you. You've got lettuce and tomatoes too. I was gonna say, you trying to sneak it in without getting the music? I mean, come on. By the way, they have like a turkey like Thanksgiving sandwich there with like cranberry and stuff on it. Pretty dope, not gonna lie. It's like a turkey, like a Thanksgiving leftover sandwich.
Awesome. Well, it's Which Wednesday. Be sure to carry out curbside or delivery from the Hurstbourne or Brownsboro Crossing location. For lunch or dinner or your next tailgate, fully staffed, now open 7 days a week at both locations. Order online or on the Which app. Which superior sandwich.
Oh, Texter says, can we just hire Maven? Lawrence, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, my man. Lawrence, fire away, my man. Oh, okay, Lawrence drop. Who do you got online now? Billy, thanks for joining 93.9. What's on your mind?
Look, I think Louisville needs to get together and just play with more teamwork and more fire.
Yeah.
I mean, 100%.
Yeah, no,
Billy,
no,
I appreciate the call.
Yeah.
Listen, yes. I would say the exact same thing. I'd say, listen, it's penalty time, coach. It's consequence time.
Yeah.
Now, look, I feel you. Listen, now you're trying to fight through it with Sidney Curry.
I'm done with that, though.
Yeah, coach, I've been here long enough. Coach Mack put him on the bench. He got an opportunity. He played good. Listen. What's the word? Yeah, put Rose in the game. Whoever plays the hardest plays the game.
Yeah, you do have – Right. Okay. Real quick, before we get back into this, before we get into what we're going to get into, can we take a moment? Top 25.
Top 25. Golly. Basketball team, you owe Satterfield a little small apology.
I do agree with that. Like you guys are really taking the shine off.
It's not my fault, people. I mean, yes, I have the microphone, and yes, I should be talking about Coach Satterfield and the top 25, but y'all forced me to do this.
Can I play a soundbite, if that's okay with you?
Go ahead.
Yeah. It was from last night's Coach's Show, which you heard exclusively on right here on 93.9 The Bill, from Roosters. Coach Satterfield sat down with Jody and gave an update on Malik's health what he saw in practice. And during that time, the top 25 ranking was released.
Great timing, Nikki.
Yes, and he was rather excited.
Fire away.
Oh, I'm interested.
How was practice? Give us an update on where Malik is at.
Yeah, I mean, he dressed out today, went out to practice. We knew he was going to be limited today. We're going to gradually try to get him into it. And again, hopefully tomorrow he'll do a little bit more. So he did a little bit today. Brock took majority of the snaps, and so we'll see where we're going to be tomorrow. Tomorrow's another full practice for us. Thursday's more of a walkthrough. Friday's kind of a run through, and then kind of go from there. But, hey, Louisville 25 right there.
Ah, there we go. 25 on the playoff, Kelly football playoff ranking.
There we go.
Right as we're there. It's nice to see your name up there.
That was a setup.
That was a setup. I don't believe that happened.
But we'll see. We'll see where we're at toward the end of the year on Malik. Hopefully he's able to play, and I anticipate it. Even if he's ready to play, I know Brock's going to get a lot of the snaps as well.
Yet that no way.
That's awesome.
No way. No
perfect
way.
Perfect timing.
You set that up. You set that up. Hey, Jody. Right when we get right here, I'll be updating the status of the team. Make sure all the TVs are on. Because listen, they already called me. We're gonna be top 25. So make sure right in the middle of the show.
Listen, I would agree with you if he wasn't just such a football head. Because he was like, well, look at that. There we go. Top 25. All right. And then went right back into.
Right.
But, we got Malik. We're getting him going every day. And I'm like, all right.
And Malik took all the snaps. Coach, we back you up.
Did he say we're going to assess him at the end of the year?
Coach is sandbagging right now. Right, listen, he got the camera. How the camera crew comes in there.
If he did, he meant week.
Look, during the first.
Okay, all right. I wonder if they were talking surgery or something.
First couple of. What? What did you just say?
No, he said, we're going to assess Malik at the end of the season. And I was like, wait a minute, we're at the end of the season, more or less. Bowl game, of course. But I wasn't sure if that was, a Freudian slip, he was going to need, surgery. Or, Steve said, he was just saying, we'll assess him at the end of the week.
Fair enough. Coach is sandbagging Malik. Once the media left, he was like, come on, Malik.
You're going to be getting 80% of the snaps.
Coach, you just lied to me. Listen, Brock Nauman is not going to see a snap of the Kentucky football game. Excuse me.
Are you okay?
Let's just say it. I'll pat you down. Clear it out. Yeah. You get a little Kentucky pump system on your
Lawrence,
lungs.
Lawrence, fire away.
What's up, Marcus? What's up, Steve?
What up, Lawrence?
Yeah, it's great to be 25, but I want to talk about tonight's game.
Okay.
You already know, Marcus, three teams I hate losing to. That's Kentucky, Memphis, and Cincinnati. And Louisville plays Cincinnati. And for once, guys, follow the game plan. Y'all do not know it all. Stop listening to your friends. They are lying to you. follow the game plan and get this win tonight against Cincinnati. Because if you lose Cincinnati, you're going to hear an angry man like me tonight after the game, because I hate losing to Kentucky, Memphis, and Cincinnati, because that's a rivalry game. So get this first win against a bad Cincinnati team.
I appreciate the call, Lawrence. Listen, Steve and myself started it out with a little joke. You beat Cincinnati, and it's worth a point and a half.
You get a little extra credit for beating Cincinnati.
Yep. It's a point and a half, guys. Hey, I'm not happy about the start of the season. Well, the exhibitions, all five of them. Seven. But.
Wait, what?
But.
We'll start out 1-0, get a dub today.
You're 1-0. Listen, 1-0. You got your secret scrimmages out the way. Hey, listen, here's the thing. As a freshman, it took a couple of months to learn what to do. It takes a couple other months to learn why to do. Why am I doing this? Hey, Marcus, staying low on offense is what you have to do. Okay, coaches yell at you. You start staying low. You're getting low. Now you get people in foul trouble. Hey, Marcus, that's why I yelled at you about staying low the entire time. It takes a while to get the why. We're still getting the what. I wish we would have got the what faster. And
Kenny Payne said it. If this was July, I'd feel good about the progress. But he said we're behind schedule. I don't like it.
Do you know? Let me talk about macro with the program. Right,
Lawrence just hijacked Satterfield. Lawrence hates Satterfield.
Well, you know what's odd is with the Maui, it's and what's happening. It's like Saturday's gonna get here, and
Steve,
I'm gonna be like,
Steve, I'm getting sick of you calling out when I have phlegm in my throat. You've been coughing for a month, and I don't bring attention to your coughing in the middle of a show.
There's a shot for that.
You don't have to bring up my phlegmy throat every single time it happens. You know I'm drinking Starbucks coffee.
Pfizer,
Moderna. You know exactly when I put sugar in my coffee, and you know 35, 45 minutes later, I get a little phlegmy. Stop pointing out my
Listen,
issues.
I agree with you. I actually agree with you on this. But I'm not usually on the other end like this where I can just hear it. And you were starting to sound like the Predator when you were talking.
Who cares? Well, guess what? You sound like the Predator now with your internet going in now. But you know what I don't want to do? I don't want to make you insecure about, because it's frustrating when the sound is bad.
Have you ever heard somebody who smoked for like 80 years?
Golly.
Girls, you're both pretty. All right, hey, Governor's Cup week coverage is brought to you by UPSJobsKY.com. Apply today at UPSJobsKY.com to make up to $21 an hour.
Okay, here's my thing. It is such an odd thing because this Governor's Cup game coverage brought to you by UPS.
Yes, Steve, you sound like crap. Your mic's going out.
I'm still making my point.
Yeah, keep going.
All right, this Governor's Cup game, man, is just it's massive. Like this is a massive game, and it's like Saturday's gonna get here at this rate, and I'm gonna be like, oh yeah, we play the Governor's Cup today.
Oh,
I mean, I don't think I've given less thought to that, and I'm like, you have a top 25 team. You're going into this game. You can get your eighth win and pretty much guarantee yourself a warm weather bowl, whether that be in San Diego or somewhere in Florida against a big-time opponent, going for your ninth win. You have one of the top recruiting classes in the country. And I'm saying all this to say, like, I hate what some of this is taken away from this.
Mm-hmm.
Because and why I'm almost like, you know what, I agree. I'm done with Maui's and stuff. Don't play them anymore. If we're going to play Kentucky at the end of the year, like, just let's find another, you know what I'm saying? Let's find something else to do. Because it's like, this is massive. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, again. Okay, I'm going to throw in one wet paper bag, one wet blanket on this. Still the Kentucky matchup, as good as we're playing, there's still some arm fold. Get me to this game.
I do agree with that.
Yeah, just a little. Like I said, this is not me. This is me saying, come on, coach. I should be more confident. You know, I should be more confident, but it's okay. Because you got a chance to go out there and really handle it. Because I think we're the better team. I'm not running my mouth about this matchup.
Well, you're not running your mouth, though, because and I heard, I think it was James may have brought this up the other day or something, but it was like there's a lot of quiet from Louisville fans this time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because, I'll add on, I think they said like it was because Louisville fans are confident that they're going to win. I kind of disagree.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's quiet because Louisville fans are actually confident they're the better team.
Mm-hmm.
But aren't totally convinced you're just going to walk in there and win after what? I mean, like, you know, after, I mean, it's the same thing in basketball. Like, what I've watched for five games, I watched Cincinnati last night. I'm like, they could beat Cincinnati. But there's no way. I mean, they opened up as a 4-point favorite. That thing's up to like 9 now. I mean, national people are tweeting out, like, go bet Cincinnati right now.
I mean, literally, like Doug Gottlieb, like tweeted out, was like, everybody, stop what you're doing and go bet Cincinnati. Like, go steal Vegas's money right now. And that line is like shot up like 5-6 points.
This is I'd break all my rules. Like, I'd literally go break the law and say, hey guys, don't let Cincinnati beat you. They're a 9-point favorite.
I know, because it's like, but the problem is you watch it and it's like there's nothing I can tell you today to be like, oh yeah, they could beat Cincinnati. I'm not believing they can win until they win at this point. And with the football team, it's in this Kentucky game, it's like what I've watched the last two times we played, and I don't think it will go like that. Mm-hmm. But there's still that fear of, I want to just get on the radio and go, guys, everything I've watched says we're not going to lose this football game. I mean, the way we stopped the run, the way Kentucky's playing right now, I mean, they don't really beat you over the top a ton. They don't, you know, like, guys, we're going to go in here and beat them.
And you know what else I'd add
to it? But I can't.
Yeah, listen. I'd add into the pregame speech, Steve. If they beat y'all, it's because they want it more than y'all.
100%.
Like, listen, I'm not going to come in here and say Mark Stoops out-schemed Kentucky. I'm going to say either we busted them like we should.
Well, he might out-scheme Kentucky. I'm not even bringing attention to what you said. Yeah. Like, I'm trying to say that.
Yeah.
No, he might actually. That might actually be the case.
I mean, he's not Calipari. Jeez.
Well, they got the highest group of paid coaches in the country, and both of them can coach. Both of them can snatch defeat from the jaws of victory like none other. It's insane.
If they line it up and run it right downhill on us, it's just because they want it more. They blow up our offense just because they want it more.
No, I totally agree. The only way Louisville loses this game is because Kentucky just flat out comes out and says, no, we're not losing to you. We want it more than you do. And that would be ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
The way those last two games, this should be, and I think it is. Let me be clear. I think it is. This should be the most motivated Louisville football team going into a football game you have ever seen in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You have been embarrassed against this team in a rivalry game twice.
Surely Ty Evans is going to go to his teammates and say, guys, this is Kentucky.
I do think there is some to that.
Ty Evans is going to be like, hey, y'all, I'm not losing to Kentucky.
Yeah, just go win the game, man. I mean, you're better. Dang near everything. I mean, we're back to what would you trade with Kentucky? I mean, I don't know that. I mean, I wouldn't trade lines on either side. Like, this is back to what it used to be. What would you trade? Maybe Will Levis, if you said, hey, put him in a Satterfield system and, you know, and, I mean, he can make some throws, and obviously the NFL likes him. Maybe you do that. Like, that would probably be the one. Would you trade your running back room?
Big, strong-jawed, sexy.
Yeah, strong-jawed, sexy. No, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you know, maybe you put him in a Satterfield system and he can make those throws, sure. But, I mean, what would you trade? I wouldn't trade our running backs. I mean, maybe backup receivers, I'd trade
our attitude.
I wouldn't trade Hudson for Brown.
I'd trade our attitude. Don't let them jog through your – don't let the what's your boy's name, Steve?
Josh Allen.
Don't let him Josh Allen you.
Yeah, I know. And it wasn't that he jogged. It was that we jogged and just made sure to move out of his space. Like, dude, run over him. He's standing right in the middle of – like, he's doing this on purpose. Like, somebody run over him. Like, dude, get out of my way, man.
Steve, tell me a time that you got punked in a sporting event.
Time I got punked?
Nikki, tell me a time you got punked.
All right. Tournament, I remember. End of the game. Was it a tournament? Yeah, it was a tournament. And the game was over, and I had a dude in my sights, and I went to just hit him. and I let up at the I can't even say I let up. He stood me up, and because it was the end of the game, he got a couple cross checks in on my head and was like, "Yeah, you punk B."
Do you regret not attacking him harder?
Wait a minute. Time out. Okay, it's one thing to get punked. Wait, he called you a punk?
Oh yeah, no, but it was like the game was over, so I was kind of like it was borderline.
Yeah,
it was one of those borderline hits.
Yep.
And I had him like right in my sights, and part of me thinks I let up a little bit because I was like, ooh, this could be a penalty. Yeah. This could start a brawl, but not enough of me did. And he just freaking stood me up. He was smaller than me, and low man wins. And yeah. He got a little lower than me, and he was pissed off his team lost. And so we got a couple shots in, and I just kind of had to sit there. I was like, yeah, it was fair. I had that coming.
Steve, when old boy threw you on the ground, is that the worst time when the referee told you you've been cheating all day?
Maybe, but I mean, I don't know. That probably wouldn't be what I would say because I didn't feel I got punked there. Like, dude, I'm fooling with him. Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, dude, I'm grabbing his shorts the whole game. I'm pushing him. You know, he had 4 points. Like, yeah, no, he just got mad and threw me on the ground. Now, when I played Boris Siakam, that might have been it because I came into the game a little intimidated. Like in basketball, you know what I'm saying? Like, uh-huh. I was a little intimidated, and it was like, oh man. Like,
hold on, Steve. We got a special guest joining us real quick before you go. Quickest memory of a time you got punked in sports.
Oh, okay. So, hockey. So, I'm playing juniors in Ontario, and a guy comes down. I'm skating backwards, and he literally shoots the puck off of my skate. Uh-huh. Back to himself and just dances around me, and I just fall over. And I've never gotten over it. I still remember because I look up and I look back, and he's just by himself in the slot, like him, the goalie, no one else.
You felt emasculated with that?
I've still not fully recovered.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay, what's going on?
We had a Thanksgiving debate with our friend Jay Davis over on our side. Dan puts mustard on his turkey at Thanksgiving.
Dude, that's his favorite kind of meat.
Mustard
puts it on
his
pizza.
Thing. I also slandered your family and assumed that there's pasta being served tomorrow. Is that true?
That's not slander. That's entirely accurate.
Okay. What's the thing you grew up with that's a food that was at the Maben household every year that you didn't necessarily see at other people's houses?
Shrimp cocktail. Something like that.
That's right. Shrimp cocktail.
For real?
Yeah.
That sounds good, though.
It does sound pretty good.
You've been in my refrigerator? I swear to God, I got a shrimp cocktail sitting right in my refrigerator right now. Right now. I have that.
That's awesome.
Chicken and rice mixed together.
Yeah, okay.
And rice is like
that. Do you call it dirty rice?
No.
No, just chicken and rice. No, because Jay was on. He was like, we have the southern dirty rice. That's what he called it. No, and I was like, what's dirty rice? And I'm like, and he described it as something like that. So,
That's a big old pot of that. It does.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, 93.9 guys.
Same.
What about you? Wait. What's on the remote table?
Corn casserole. So it's a mix of Jiffy cornbread mix, but with cream corn and a bunch of butter, and you bake it for a while.
Oh.
And it's like this chunky, it's almost like chunky peanut butter, but with corn.
I was about to say.
And it comes out as like a cornbread with like a lot of like dairy elements to it. It's very good.
That sounds terrific.
Let me think on that one. Let me take some time.
All right, I got to go do my show. See you.
All right, bye. Tell Dan we said hi. Well, at least tell him I said hi. It's the holidays, guys.
It is the holidays. I forgot what I was even thinking now.
Nick said hi.
Yeah, make sure you say hi to Dan Issel, Nick.
Yeah, go figure.
It's the holidays, guys. Let's break bread.
Let's take our
Dan. I did howdy doody. Listen, that was not howdy doody.
Let's take
Dan and Ken.
Our last quick commercial break.
I just want to win.
93.9 The Ville.
Good morning. I'm Nick Valvano. The Sports Center update brought to you by Corfage Floor Covering. Call Doug on his cell, 502-643-6111. He doesn't want you to be okay with your floor. He wants you to love it. U of L men's basketball falling 70-38 to number 21 Texas Tech yesterday in Maui. Post game, Kenny Payne caught up with Bobby V and talked a little bit about tweaking his starting lineup.
You know, I'm good with the starting lineup the way it is for now. But I look at it like I could easily start JJ. I could easily start Kamari. I could easily start Hersey and play different ways.
Cards wrap their time in Maui today, 7:30 against Cincinnati. You can hear that one right here on 93.9 The Bell. Governor's Cup this weekend and U of L football in the latest college football playoff rankings coming in at 25th. Scott Satterfield talked a little bit with Jody Demling as part of the Scott Satterfield show yesterday on 93.9 The Bell and gave an update on his quarterback Malik Cunningham's health.
Dressed out today, went out to practice. We knew he was going to be limited today. We're going to gradually try to get him into it. And again, hopefully tomorrow he'll do a little bit more. So he did a little bit today. Brock took the majority of the snaps.
Coverage starts Saturday at 11 with Jack Grossman and Racing hiring Bev Yanez as an assistant. She was currently at New York Gotham FC.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June. I said that's life.
That's life.
As it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream, but I don't let it get me down, 'cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Everybody needs a little bit of this. But my heart just won't buy it.
And if I didn't think it was worth one single try,
I'd roll myself in a big ball and die, is how that ends, people. That's how that song ends.
I feel this.
Right?
I feel this.
Some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. Frank Sinatra told you that, and he was talking to the Louisville fan base.
It's just sad that Sinatra tried to tell us this, and Nick's one of the worst.
Can hear you, Steve.
Frank Sinatra said, riding high in April, shot down in May. Then what does he say, Nikki?
Wait,
I'll come back around in June.
Yeah.
He let y'all know.
Here it is. Big finish.
In a big ball and die.
He was talking to us.
It was to the
Lord.
Because this world keeps spinning round. Some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. How poetic was that?
That is very true. That is very true.
What's the other one that I love? Listen, when a hero fails, cowards rejoice. You sit on a couch and rejoice. Yeah, that's why I'm not a hero. Because you're going to lose anyway.
Gonna get beat.
Steve, what's the stat you gave me? Nikki, this is Steve emotional after this, like we're having this conversation last night, this Frank Sinatra conversation. And Steve said, Marcus, there are 354 college basketball schools. And let's say one hater fan represents each school. He said, do you know what that means? 353 are going to rejoice. one fan, one hater fan is going to have to somewhat eat crow. Only one.
When a hero stumbles.
Stumbles.
Well, the cowards rejoice. Nothing feels better to a coward than to watch a brave guy fall.
353 haters are going to say, see, I told you. Even the hater whose team makes it to the championship and loses. You know what they do at the end of that? I told you. Told you.
It's very true.
353 haters will rejoice at the end of every basketball season.
Yeah.
Enjoy it now.
Yeah.
With that being said, hey, coach, I don't want to look at lessons today. Here's the thing. Somebody asked me last night, well, why don't we go zone?
Yeah.
Arkansas, you brought the energy. You brought the effort. You brought the energy. You brought the intensity. When we needed to throw a wrinkle at Arkansas, we did it. You know why? Because y'all brought the energy.
Yeah.
Right? You brought the energy. Y'all look like y'all want to win. Let's go win this thing. I'll throw in the zone. I'll sprinkle in a full court press. Right? Games you don't bring the energy, we're going to go man to man, and I'm going to let you get your ass handed to you for this whole 40 minutes of pain. I'm not going 1-2-2-1. You kidding me?
Yeah.
No. I want to look at this film, and I want to watch this guy drop you down. I want you to see you not box out. I want to see you not box out so I can bench you. Hey.
Yeah.
Listen, Rose is dying to play. This guy's dying to play behind you. You know, you're supposed to be my captains, my leaders, whatever. Yeah, you transfer from Tennessee, right? You've transferred a lot of places. I want to see.
You were the chosen one.
I gave you number 5. The Clarksville delegation had a meeting last night, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
We had to discuss Brandon.
Yeah. Needs to be discussed.
Yeah, listen. It was at least 7 Clarksville delegation members I communicated with last
all
night.
All the 5 families. Bring them together.
We had to have a meeting, Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are we going to do about this Brandon situation? Because we can't have him playing 24 minutes and shooting one shot inside the paint in 24 minutes and not dive on the ground. And listen, Steve, I'll call for benching. I'll call for the benching if I ever see that again out of you.
Yeah, it was bad.
No 5-star can get away with that. In my town.
This is my town, baby.
Nikki, I'm ready. Listen, y'all. Hey, fellas, you have a big opportunity to get some points back on Cincinnati. They're making fun of you right now. They're saying you can't even, like, you're the, what is it? They're fading you right now. The public is fading you. Don't go out like this. Don't go out like this, fellas. You'll be the forgotten team. You'll be the most forgotten players you've ever seen in your life if you continue down this road. Even if you were astronomically bad, you won't even be remembered for being astronomically bad. You'll be the forgotten team. You buck up. You buck up, start playing for each other. Especially my leaders. Especially my captains. My God. Go get some points in the paint, fellas. As always, 8150-939 is always the number. 3831-939 is always the text line. Midday's with Marcus Maple on 939 The Ville.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Injured in a car accident? Visit suedistracteddriver.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.